More prescriptions for mental health drugs are written by primary care physicians than by mental health doctors. And for most behavioral health patients, their first foray into the world of mental health treatment was in their primary care doctor's office. Highmark Medical Director of Behavioral Health, Duke Rectinenchai, says that is problematic.
For a lot of people, they don't understand they have a behavioral health issue. Many primary care docs don't know how to exactly screen for it or diagnose it appropriately. And once they diagnose it, it becomes a black box. They don't know where to send patients. And then the communication back also often doesn't happen.
So what does a modern society do when it has a problem? It turns to technology for an answer. And in this case, Highmark thinks that comes in the form of a company by the name of Quartet.
We're a technology company which is really just all about helping patients get the care they need to, you know, function.
That's Quartet founder and CEO Arun Gupta. But before we can explore the solution, we need to better understand the problem. Bill John Giulio is a primary care physician and the chair of the Allegheny Health Network Department of Family Medicine.
Well, I think it was working, but just I guess it wasn't working completely well or we wouldn't be here. The problem, I think, in the past was we have different levels of communication between the patient, the mental health provider, and the patient and the physical health provider, and then the crossing of that information back and forth.
An office visit often goes like this. A patient with some other illness, such as diabetes, begins the visit with their primary care physician by talking about their blood sugar levels and how they just don't have much energy. And then they mention that they don't want to get out of bed. And that's when the primary care doctor starts to see a few red flags. So they start talking about depression. And over the next few minutes, the doctor and the patient start to realize that a visit to a mental health provider might be helpful. And that's where it falls apart. Often, all a doctor can do is offer a few names of mental health providers they know socially and then hope for the best. Even if they make a few calls on behalf of the patient trying to get an appointment, it could be months before they have an opening for a new patient because there are not enough providers to meet demand.
When you have a patient sitting in front of you and they're engaged, time is of the essence because right at that point in time, they've made the decision. And I think the longer you wait to then provide the next level of service, you know, the mind fades, other things become important in our life, and this issue of engagement might take a backseat to all the other life issues that are out there.
So the patient walks away and never gets the help they need. With Quartet, the doctor or their staff can put the patient into the cloud-based system, get a remote video consult with a mental health provider in 2 to 3 days, and an office visit within 2 weeks. Kevin Caridad runs the Cognitive Behavioral Institute. He and his 20 clinicians are on the receiving end of those remote consults and face-to-face visits. The Quartet system is intended to send the patient to the mental health provider who can best serve their needs.
Individuals that have, for example, stress management post having a heart attack are less likely to have a second heart attack with something like cognitive behavioral therapy. So really what Quartet is allowing is, in tandem, primary care being and behavioral health being a primary treatment rather than behavioral health as it has been as a secondary.
Now that Quartet has the patients flowing from one system to the other, the focus can turn to the other big issue that lessens the quality of care for patients with both physical and behavioral health issues, the flow of their treatment records. In the past, about the best a provider could do was ask a patient what was going on with their other care.
You can ask a client what's your medical history, what's your psychological history, and what medications you're on, and having an assumption that they're going to be able to tell you off the top of their head is not accurate. They may not remember all their medications, they may not remember the dosage they're on, they may not remember all the surgeries they've had or their medical problems.
Through the Quartet system, the patient's medical records are passed from the primary care physician's office to the mental health provider. And the reverse is true, with the behavioral health provider sending records back to doctors like Bill John Giulio, who said he would like to know the diagnosis, the recommended course of treatment, including any prescriptions, and the mental health provider's reasoning behind those choices.
It's just the more information we have about that visit, the better we can address those issues with the patient when they come back into our office, so they kind of, their mental health is getting addressed at each touch point, when they're being seen by either the psychiatrist or behavioral scientist, then when they come see us, if we have that information, we can just kind of go over it to make sure that they're following their treatment course or following their treatment plan. You know, are there any issues? Do we need to make a quicker referral sooner than your 3-month appointment? So the more information we have, the better we can support the patient and then intervene when we see a need.
But that means the insurance company working with Quartet, which in this case is Highmark, is covering more mental health visits. How does that help the bottom line? When Patrick Kennedy was a congressman from Rhode Island, he was in the forefront of pushing legislation that called for parity when it comes to insurance coverage for physical and mental health. He was driven by his own history of mental illness and addiction. Now the son of the late Ted Kennedy is a member of the Quartet Board and spends time making the financial arguments about the treatment as well. He says behavioral and mental health care needs to be part of treating physical ailments like heart disease, diabetes, and cancer.
All of which have an underlying behavioral health component, i.e. anxiety, depression, addiction. If you can treat those, which often aren't treated in the context of treating these other physical illnesses, you actually reduce the costs of treating those physical illnesses. So it actually is a value proposition to spend more on mental health because you see the savings in the rest of physical health.
But Kennedy admits that the savings do not show up in the first quarterly statement after an insurance company launches a more integrated model of care. He says shareholders and board members need to be willing to look at the bigger picture. And he always returns to his roots, saying first and foremost, it needs to be about the population health model. Highmark rolled out Quartet June 1st in 6 western Pennsylvania counties, including Allegheny. The insurance provider is evaluating the outcomes of the first several months and will make a decision on expanding use to other parts of its service area. Quartet says it could save as much as $10 per month per member. Highmark Medical Director for Behavioral Health, Duke Rechtemenschai, says this needs to be more than a dollars and cents decision.
We're living the result of a lot of fee-for-service models. So when a doctor gets paid for just that one visit, they don't necessarily think about what happens outside of the clinic or the hospital. And so as we think about the whole person health, and we think about behavioral health and emotional health, we're thinking about community. We're thinking about what happens to them when they're at home, what happens to people when they're at work, what promotes productivity, what gives them a fulfilled life. And a lot of that's undergirded by your emotions.
Quartet CEO Arun Gupta says his company will continue to improve its product using feedback from its customers. But he says the focus will remain on best serving the patients who, he says, need someone to look out for their needs. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.